I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Bedabin Reinhart and Marley Gunsel with the Native American Student Association at Northern Michigan University. They're hosting their annual First Nations Food Taster later on this week, and we got all the details from Bedabin Reinhart and Marley Gunsel.
The First Nations Food Taster is going to be Friday, November 10th from 5 to 7 at the Jacob Eddy Center. Mm-hmm. And it is a fundraiser for our 25th annual Learning to Walk Together traditional powwow in March.
Now, what is the First Nations Food Taster for folks that aren't familiar with it?
The First Nations Food Taster is, as Marley said, our fundraiser. And it's a way for us to showcase Indigenous foods to the Great Lakes region. Such as turkey, bison, whitefish, obviously wild rice, mm-hmm. which is a traditional Anishinaabe food.
What does that mean when you say Indigenous foods to the region for folks that aren't familiar with maybe some of those foods? You mentioned some of them, but is there sort of an idea here of focusing on what grows here?
Yes. So the Great Lakes region, just like foods that are here before contact.
Mm-hmm. Well, with contact, you mean?
Colonial contact.
Okay. And how do people get tickets for this to come and enjoy it?
You can purchase tickets at the Center for Native American Studies, that is Whitman 112 on NMU campus, or you can get them at the door.
How much is it for general public to come in?
General public is $15. And for NMU students and elders, veterans, and children ages 5 to 10 is $7.
All right, this is the fun part of this conversation we have with you. Let's talk a little bit more about the menu. You kind of touched on a few things, but what are some of the dishes that folks can enjoy?
So turkey is one of the main ones, and we have venison this year. We have got a couple deer, so that's exciting. Then we have a couple vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free options. We have a squash bisque soup, a couple other different soups. Then we have a minty wild rice salad, which we learned was really a real hit last year, and I love it. As long as the Three Sisters casserole, pumpkin cornbread, sun butter cookies, which is sunflowers.
One of the things that I find interesting with this is that with the First Nations Food Taster, it's a chance to, because I know people are a little bit more, I don't know, they're attuned to kind of knowing where their food comes from and that sort of thing these days, is maybe even 5-10 years ago or something. There's a real growing awareness of that this is a good opportunity to come and check out some of the food that is right here in our region and has a history here.
Oh, for sure. Most of our foods actually come from the local community as donations.
Mm-hmm.
So they are from this area.
And that gives you an opportunity to try a little bit something maybe that's different, too, because some of these are different presentations of the food. I mean, we know turkey and we know venison and whatnot, but you guys put it together for people to enjoy in different ways.
Exactly. It's a really good way to try something new that you might not have tried before.
So when is it, where is it, and how do folks get tickets?
It is Friday, November 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Jacob Eddy Center on NMU campus.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets can be purchased at the door or at the Center for Native American Studies on campus. Cash or check only. The NMU students, elders, veterans, and children ages 5 to 10 are $7, and the general public is $15.
The food is the focus, but there are some other things going on, too, I know you wanted to mention, which are?
So we have the food is the main part, obviously, but then we have a raffle for anyone who brings a dish bag, which is if you bring your own reusable, washable dishes, mm-hmm. You get entered into a raffle for a number of donations. We will have live music, including flute and hand drumming. And this year, something new is we're doing a silent auction for local art.
So a chance to kind of bid on a few things and help raise some funds.
Yes.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great opportunity. Again, one more time, let's tell folks where the First Nations Food Taster is happening.
First Nations Food Taster is happening at the Jacob Eddy Complex on Northern Michigan University's campus, November 10th from 5 to 7.
That's Marley Gunsel and Bedabin Reinhart with the Native American Student Association at NMU. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.